of the second perek in the Mesilas Yesharim. The Mesilas Yesharim writes the following, that we're at the end of perek beis, Mesilas Yesharim, the very end. And the Mesilas Yesharim is talking about the fact that we have to strive, assist ourselves, that we can't sit back and say the Rabbeinu Shalom will take care of it for us. Our avodah is to do everything that we can to assist ourselves. After that, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will provide us with Siyata Dishma. And in this regard, he quotes two chazal, Mutinim Masha Omri Zechonim Lerocha, Komishain Bodeya, a person that does not have intelligence, possible rachim, one cannot have pity on him. What it means to say is that, as it's expressed elsewhere in the Sinas Hashem, the Rabbanu Shel Olam gave every creature in this world the mental attitude to seek its own welfare. Animals, by their very nature, when they sense danger, they run away, they go into a defensive mode. And this is part of the brain. Every creature in the world defends itself. Every creature in the world was given means by the Rabbanu Shel Olam to defend itself. And the human being was also given means by the Rabbanu Shel Olam to defend ourselves. Defend ourselves not only in a physical sense, but even more importantly, in a spiritual sense, the realization that we've come to this world to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and we need to take heed of the avodah which we do. And if we don't exercise such a basic element of the human makeup of exercising care for ourselves, then can we expect anyone else to exercise that care for us? That's the first point of the notes. Humasha Omru, and then he quotes the Mishnah and Ovis in Einanili Mili. If I don't take care of myself, who will take care of me? Now, this can be understood at many levels. In this world, each one of us, as an independent, mature person, has responsibility for ourselves. Einanili Mili. If I don't assume responsibility for myself, to take care of myself, then who will accept that responsibility for me? But Rabbeinu Yehuda brings us his commentary in the Sechta Ovis to a much deeper level of the main Anili Mili. In life, we are constantly in search of inspiration, of things that will inspire us, information that will inspire us, experiences that will inspire us, people that will inspire us, and we wish to elevate ourselves through that inspiration to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam at a deeper level. Yet Rabbeinu Yonah tells us that after all the inspiration that we seek, we search for in this world, that the bottom line is, if there's not an inner response from within ourselves, we don't embrace that inspiration and run with it, then nothing will come of it. All the external inspiration will not succeed in elevating the service of our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to internalize and make a part of ourselves all the external inspiration that we have in this world. And in this regard, it's very interesting that we have differences between how Misnagdim, non-Chassidim, and Chassidim approach Avodah and service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at some points we overlap. And one of them is that the Chassidim, Api Kabbalah, state that if a person is inspired and he doesn't self-actualize, he doesn't take some concrete step in his life to reflect that inspiration, then he's in a very, very spiritually in a very dangerous place. And you know, Chachmei HaMusar tell us the same thing, that when we are inspired, we have to seize that moment of inspiration and elevate ourselves. And their standpoint is that if we don't seize that moment, then we will descend into cynicism. Because in the future, when I have, I'm exposed to inspiration, things happen that could elevate me, I will have a negative reaction within myself. That I've been here before, I felt this inspiration. What came of it? Nothing came of it. So what's going to come of it this time? Nothing will come of it either. So we become cynical about ourselves, about our ability to serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam at a higher level. And in a spiritual sense, if we have the opportunity to serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam at a higher level, so that's what Chachmei HaKabbalah and Chachmei HaChassidus tell us, and we didn't seize that moment to serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so that itself is a very great chet. I had the chance to serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam at a level above that which I normally do, and I squandered it. I let it slip through my fingers. There's a very interesting Gemara in the Masechta Avodah Zarah, the Abdallah on the base. The Gemara relates at the very bottom of the page on the Shul and Levi that David HaMelech was such a great tzaddik that the incident of Bath Sheva should not have happened in his life. And Klal Yisrael was at such a high level at Har Sinai that it should have been impossible for the Chetah Egel to take place. And yet, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam endeavored to bring about, to make sure that both of these chatam did actually take place. That's such an easy Gemara to understand, especially in terms of the Chetah Egel. But at some level, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam pushed that this chet should take place. For what reason? To teach us the principles of tshuva. That no person, whether an individual or a community, should ever feel that he sinned so grievously that he cannot reconnect with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And therefore, David HaMelech teaches us in Yizmor Nun Aleph, he teaches us Darkei Atshuva. And the fact that Klal Yisrael was able to reestablish itself after the Chet of the Egel of the Poets, and was still there thousands of years later. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam ultimately tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Salachti Kidborecha, is to teach each of us that we always have the opportunity to go forward. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has never forsaken us, and we can always grow if we take the inspiration that we have. So that's what the Ramchal is telling us. The Ramchal is telling us that when we mentioned with Shlomo HaMelech that he said, Shlomo HaMelech said, "Aptitin sheino le'enecho simulah v'pecha." Do not allow yourself to be overcome by sleep and slumber, but he not self extremely yard. Save yourself like a deer. Run away immediately. The deer escapes. The deer does not stay exposed to danger. If it senses danger, it runs away immediately. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech is telling us. He not self extremely yard. There are moments in life that we feel inspiration. Sometimes from totally internal analysis, sometimes some external events which take place in our life. And inspiration is very important. But what we do with inspiration, that's most important. Shlomo HaMelech tells us, first and foremost, is in itself, it's figuring out. Don't let the moment slip away. Don't push it off for tomorrow. Today is the moment. Seize the moment. And that's the only way we can afford. At the end of the day, we have to take responsibility for ourselves. The greatest maggid, the greatest preacher, with the most fascinating stories, and the most inspiring style, but we can go home, go to sleep, and tomorrow it's forgotten. Only if we act upon it in real time, immediately, can we harvest the benefits of that inspiration. And that's what the Ramchal ends Perek Beis, Wash Amru Meina Nidhi. I have to, myself, undertake to drive forward in my service of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And only if I have a personal commitment, a personal determination to do so, then I possibly succeed. So this is where we end the second paragraph of the Sivas Hashem. As Hashem, on Monday, we will begin paragraph Gimel, the Chalke as a hero. And the Rabbanu Shalom should grant the words of the Ramchal, as the Tan Ramoshan said, this is the greatest Musa Sefer that was ever written. Told us that we can learn all the Musa's law, but at the end of the day, always come back to the Mitzvah Hashem. This is the roadmap that has served the Rabbanu Shalom. When we find inspiration in the words of the Ramchal, and may we go forward in our service of the Rabbanu Shalom, may all of us be mispalo. All the chaylim, that they should have a refuah shleimah and hera. I wish all of you a good Shabbos and a good chaydish. Tonight is Rosh Chaydish. We begin Rosh Chaydish here. And may all of us stay in good health. Those that need refuah shleimah should have refuah shleimah. And the Rabbanu Shalom should grant that soon we find the resolution of this crisis, we find the refuah. We find a refuah for the affliction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought upon us. There are some that suggest their ear is Rosh HaTavis Adi Hashem Reifach. That it should be Mekuyen Talamach Rosh HaSam Mitzvah Mu'osma Lecho Ki Adi Hashem Reifach that we should be Zoycha to the Rosh HaTavis from their Kodesh. Tonight, Rabbi Yisai, a very, very good Shabbos. Tomorrow on Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh, so let us all make sure to recite the Hallel properly, and to sing the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Baruch Hashem, that even in this difficult time, we're able to celebrate Shabbos, that we're in good health, Be'ez Hashem. And I'm looking forward to when we have the opportunity, hopefully soon, to reconnect with each other on a very personal, direct basis, not through the Zoom, even though it's lovely to see at least that much on the Zoom. I get chias every day by seeing the Olam. And may the Rabbanu Shalom grant that soon that this Tufa pass, and we'll re-enter a more normal one when we can celebrate together. Mazel tov to the chasana which took place tonight, of Ariella Sabanowitz, to the Sabanowitz and Slav families, and to the Chosin and the Kala, and the Rabbanu Shalom, grant all of the Nachas, the rule of Nachas from our own families. Good night, Rabbi Yisrael, after the Chodesh, and Shabbos.